Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. Today we're tackling one of the most important topics in the entire specification, irregular inflected verb forms. I know what you might be thinking, irregular verbs? That sounds terrifying. But once you understand the patterns, these verbs become your best friends in the exam. They come up again and again in every skill, listening, speaking, reading and writing. Master these and you'll be picking up marks left, right and centre. So, let's dive in. In German, most verbs follow predictable patterns, regular or weak verbs. But a group of very high frequency verbs break the rules. These are the irregular or strong verbs, and the Pearson et Excel specification lists them on pages 134 to 146. You need to know them cold. There are three main areas to master. First, stem changes in the present tense. Second, irregular perfect tense forms with haben and sein. Third, modal verbs and their irregular conjugations. Area 1, stem changes in the present tense. Here's the golden rule. Stem changes only happen in the du form and the er, sie, es form. Every other person, ich, wir, ihr, sie plural, uses the normal stem. Just two forms change. There are three types of stem change. The first is I changing to I. Think of sprechen, to speak. Ich spreche, du sprichst, er spricht. The I becomes an I for du and er. Other verbs, helfen, er hilft, nehmen, er nimmt, geben, er gibt. The second type is I changing to IE. The classic example is sehen, to see. Ich sehe, du siehst, er sieht. Lesen does the same. Du liest, er liest. The third type is R changing to er. Fahren, to travel, is the one you'll use most. Ich fahre, du fährst, er fährt. Schlafen follows. Du schläfst, er schläft. Tragen too. Du trägst, er trägst. Memory trick. Stem change verbs get excited when talking about one person. They change their vowel to show off. The ich form stays calm, the wir form stays calm, but du and er transform. Picture a verb doing a little dance just for those two forms. Area 2, the perfect tense with haben and sein. The choice of auxiliary verb is one of the most common sources of errors. Here's the decision you need to make every time. Does the verb show movement from A to B or a change of state? If yes, use sein. If no, use haben. Gehen uses sein. Ich bin gegangen. Fahren uses sein. Ich bin gefahren. Kommen, ich bin gekommen. Bleiben, ich bin geblieben. Werden, ich bin geworden. Everything else uses haben. Ich habe gegessen. Ich habe getrunken. Ich habe gesehen. Ich habe gespielt. Ich habe gespielt. Memory trick. The acronym BAGS. B for bleiben, A for ankommen, G for gehen, S for sterben. BAGS verbs use sein. Extend that to any verb of movement or change of state and you've got them all covered. One more thing about the perfect tense, the past participle. For irregular verbs, you must learn these. The most important, gehen becomes gegangen, kommen becomes gekommen, fahren becomes gefahren, sehen becomes gesehen, essen becomes gegessen. Trinken becomes getrunken. Schreiben becomes geschrieben. Sprechen becomes gesprochen. Most strong verb past participles start with ge and end in en, unlike weak verbs which end in t. So gesagt for sagen, but gesehen for sehen. That ending difference is a useful signal. Area 3. Modal verbs. Können, dürfen, müssen, sollen, wollen and mögen. In the present tense, the ich form and the er, sie, es form are identical, and they lose their umlaut. Können becomes ich kann, du kannst, er kann. Müssen, ich muss, du musst, er muss. Wollen, ich will, du willst, er will. Mögen, ich mag, du magst, er mag. In the imperfect tense, modal verbs all lose their umlaut. Können becomes konnte, müssen becomes müsste, wollen becomes wollte, dürfen becomes dürfte, sollen becomes sollte,
Morgan becomes Morta. That one's slightly different, so watch it. And remember, modal verbs send the infinitive to the end of the sentence. Ich kann Deutsch sprechen. Ich müsste früh aufstehen. The modal verb sits in second position and the infinitive goes right to the end.
Now let's talk exam technique and common mistakes. These are the errors I see candidates make time and time again. Mistake number one, forgetting the stem change. A candidate writes du sprichst instead of du sprichst or du siehst instead of du siehst. This loses marks in writing and translation tasks. The fix? Every time you practice a stem change verb, write out all six forms. Don't just learn the infinitive. Mistake number two, wrong auxiliary verb in the perfect tense. Writing ich habe gegangen instead of ich bin gegangen. This is a very visible error that examiners notice immediately. Use the bags trick every single time. Mistake number three, confusing ist and ist. Ist, without the double S, means is from sein. Ist, with double S, means eats from essen. In listening tasks, they sound almost identical. In writing tasks, the spelling matters. Er ist müde means he is tired. Er isst Pizza means he is eating pizza. Very different meanings. Mistake number four, using only the present tense in writing tasks. At higher tier, examiners expect at least three tenses. Use the perfect tense for past events, the present tense for current situations, and either the future tense with werden or a modal verb with an infinitive for future plans. Mistake number five, in speaking tasks, giving one-word answers. If the examiner asks, Kannst du mir etwas über deine Familie erzählen? Don't just say, ja. Use a modal verb. Ich kann sagen, das. Then use irregular verbs. Mein Vater fährt jeden Tag zur Arbeit. Meine Mutter liest gern Bücher. Wir sind letztes Jahr nach Berlin gefahren. Now, for your quick-fire recall quiz, I'll give you the infinitive and the subject pronoun. You say the correct form out loud before I give the answer. Ready? Sprechen. Er. The answer is er spricht. Fahren. Du. The answer is du fährst. Sehen. Sie. Meaning she. The answer is sie sieht. Gehen, perfect tense, ich. The answer is ich bin gegangen. Essen, perfect tense, er. The answer is er hat gegessen. Können, ich. The answer is ich kann. Müssen, imperfect, wir. The answer is wir mussten. Nehmen, du. The answer is you nimmst. That's a tricky one. E changes to I and the M doubles. Schlafen, er. The answer is er schläft. Werden, perfect tense, ich. The answer is ich bin geworden. How did you do? If you got 7 or more, brilliant, you're well on your way. If you struggled, go back to the conjugation tables and practice writing each form out 3 times. Repetition is the key. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Number 1, stem changes in the present tense only affect the du and er sie es forms. The 3 patterns are e to I, like sprechen to er spricht, E to EE, like sehen to er sieht, and A to er, like fahren to er fährt. Number 2. The perfect tense uses haben for most verbs, but sein for verbs of movement and change of state. Remember backs. Bleiben, am kommen, gehen, sterben. Number 3.
modal verbs lose their umlaut in the present and imperfect tenses. The ich and er forms are identical in the present. In the imperfect, they all end in te. Number 4, use irregular verbs across multiple tenses to show range. This is exactly what examiners are looking for at both foundation and higher tier. And number 5, learn the specific irregular forms listed in the EdXL specification tables. These are the verbs that will come up. There are no surprises if you've done the work. You've got this. Irregular verbs feel hard at first, but with consistent practice, a little bit every day, they become second nature. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Tschüss!